Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today's Morning with Jesus show is happening in the afternoon, so grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of wonderful messages Jesus and the other divine beings have for us for today. And at this point, we would normally introduce ourselves, but I don't know where DC is. We had a conversation earlier today and decided to do the show this afternoon, since this morning just was not working. And this is the time we agreed on. So let me send her a message. All right, so I will introduce myself since DC's not here yet. Right, let me check and make sure that she's not here yet. Okay, I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website, at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page. And there are Learn More buttons under DC Love's picture and my picture. You click on the Learn More button under DC's picture. It will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. And you click on the one under my picture, it will take you to more information about me. Feel free to look around my website. There is lots of information that I am sharing with people, information that's made a difference in my life, and maybe it will make a difference in yours. Okay. DC says she is online. Here she is, so now you can learn about the magical DC Love.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, DC.
I must have misunderstood your message. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that we were having a show, so I was just doing a couple other things. Sorry about that, but I'm glad to be here, of course. Oh, my goodness. Everyone, this is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and, as you may know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that it was a divine connection, but it really is. And Joan has left a door open, and others have walked through that space. And by doing so, it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am, it's what I do, it's what I listen to. Good afternoon, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I
Thank
already
you,
introduced myself, so now we get
oh,
to
my
go
goodness.
To messages.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have to just, I am a little bit, I don't know, Joan Rivers has been helping me here the last couple of days because I've had, like, internet issues, and I'm still not calling from the right phone number, as you know, as you can see.
I see that.
you know what? I told her, I said, Joan, you can't threaten like these people. You know, they're only human here. You've got to realize you can't be saying you're going to take them out, you're going to do this or that. So nothing was getting resolved, and the next thing I knew is that I lost everything. I lost internet, I lost phone. I mean, all I had left was my cell phone. And I share that with my husband, so at times I don't even have that. So I was really upset, and I called my cable provider and everything, and the next thing I knew is they said that they were working down the road, and they cut the line completely by accident. And I was going, Joan, is this something that you did? And I come to find that once they replaced the line, that thank goodness at least my internet was working, and, you know, everything was up and running, except my phone is still a little screwed up with the phone number, but everything else is working. And if Joan didn't, you know, lend me a helping hand, I probably wouldn't be able to call in today. So I want to say thank you, Joan. It really is a divine connection, even if at times I don't realize it, you know. But I told her, I said, you know what, you can't give crazy messages through me because they'll be taking me away, not you, so knock it off. But Barbara, as you know, it's almost the 4th of July. I cannot believe it.
I know.
Unbelievable. And I have the Angel of Freedom coming forward. And she's saying, hello, beloveds. I'm coming to you at this time as you are preparing to celebrate for the Independence Day holiday. It is a time of new beginnings and restored hope. Please take a moment now and reflect on all that you are thankful for. Please give thanks to our Creator for the freedom that you have to worship freely, which is your birthright, as well as the opportunities that you enjoy. Allow your spirit to guide you to the freedom that you speak. True wisdom begins in your heart. As you realize how much God loves you, you set yourself free. I will help. I will lift you upon my wings, helping you to be free, mind, body, and spirit, filling you with the love of God. Through Him and His glory, you will accomplish all that you are desiring. Each day, speak words of gratitude, showing appreciation for all that you have, as well as everyone that is in your life. Know that you are all here, independent, but you're dependent still upon one another. Lovingly help one another. Love is freedom, and God wants you to have true freedom. Freedom that fills your life with all the blessings that you desire. Let go of all that is holding you back and allow your independence to expand and grow. Beloved ones, allow me to help you to soar to new heights, enjoying the freedom that you deserve. I wish you all a very, very happy Independence Day. Okay. Now I'm trying to see. I was all set up this morning, so I'm a little bit out of sync here now, Barbara. I was ready this morning. I was, you know, very, very ready. Okay. So I'm just trying to see. Okay, so what we're going to do, because I'm out of sync. I don't know if you're out of sync, but we're going to just close our eyes, take a deep breath, and as you breathe in, feel the love that is all around you. As you exhale, release anything that is not love. Envision in your mind the word love. What does it look like? And what does it mean to you? Allow love to come in and to go wherever it wants to go. Can you see the word love? When you think of love, is there a special someone that comes to mind? How does that word love, L-O-V-E, make you feel? Love is such a small word. It's only 4 letters, but yet it has such powerful energy. Now I ask you to think about God's love. Invite Him in to be with you now and to help you understand how important love really is. Allow God's love to grow within you. Take a few more deep breaths and continue to focus on the love that God has for you. Imagine that God is holding you in His loving embrace, and He wants you to experience how much He loves you. God wants you to know that you are worthy of His love and that His love endures forever. Take some time now and just sit in this beautiful energy. And don't forget to smile. God loves you. Embrace this miraculous energy and allow it to permeate every cell of your being. God's love exudes from you, radiating outward and filling the room, and then it continues outward, reaching all of eternity. You now are completely filled with God's love. Share this everlasting love with everyone that you meet. God is thanking you now for the time that you have spent with him, and he wants you to know that he will be right here waiting for you anytime that you'd like to return. He waves goodbye and says, I love you. When you're ready, you could slowly open your eyes and come back to where you are. If you need, you could wiggle your arms, move your arms around, wiggle your toes, just to get back into your God space. That's what he's saying. Get back into that God space. But he's just waving goodbye and saying, you know, every day should be a God day. So that's the messages that I have presently, Barbara.
Okay. Well, let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Okay, here we go. Beloved one, we want to remind you that no matter what is happening in your world, no matter what the situations are, that everything really is working out for your highest good. Sometimes when you have gone through something and you have thought that something was so horrible, so horrendous, when you reach the other side, you can see what enormous blessing it actually was. You can see how your life changed in wonderful ways as a result of something that in the moment you thought was horrible. We want you to let go of the need to judge anything, to decide that anything is horrible, or even to decide that it's wonderful, to just be in the situation and to decide what is right for you in that moment. That is how you truly define who you are. It is by the energy that you are in. And when you are in that energy of acceptance, that energy of knowing that everything's fine, even if you don't actually believe that it's fine anyway. That knowing changes your whole life. It opens you up to the truth of who you are. It allows you to experience more in your life. So don't be bogged down in beliefs and expectations. Let that go and allow things to be as they are being, as they are evolving, as you are growing, as you are becoming. And know always that we are with you. You are loved and life is good. And that's what he wanted to say.
That is so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Well, you know what? I had a friend waiting this morning patiently for a message from Jesus, Barbara. So I told her that, you know, when we did connect finally, that I would let Barbara know that she too needed a message.
Okay.
Do we have people waiting to ask questions?
We do have a caller with her hand up. So.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to take our callers. We're going to take the callers first, of course, and then we'll get to the friend.
Okay.
That'd be great.
This is a caller from area code 310. Hello, who's this?
Hi, ladies. My name is Brittany speaking, and I am just very grateful to speak with you. I just want to let you both know that you have helped me tremendously in my life. I spoke with you about 5 months ago, and things have been moving along very well, and the angels are around me. And I have a very strong connection with Jesus, and I'm grateful for him. But my question to you is that it's been 6 months later, and I'm still dealing with this ex situation. He won't seem to go away, and I don't know what his mental state is or if my safety is at stake. And I wanted to know what you see around this.
Okay, Brittany, this is DC.
There you are.
Yes, this is DC, Brittany. I was wondering what I was, you know, I was seeing like these caution signs.
Okay.
So something is, you know, something is very off with, you know, this circumstance that you're dealing with, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I am getting that. Okay, and just, you know what, just, like, use caution and everything, you know, be aware when you're out and about. Okay, but I just, like I said, I just got, like, a cautionary, like, warning. Just, you know, be cautious, you know?
Do you see him going away, or why does he care so much? Why can't he just move on?
I feel like his personality, what I'm being shown, like, his personality, it's just part of his makeup, you know, like he just, I mean, he's like, he's quite the opposite of what you are, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, he's just, he's like temperamental, he's a little impulsive, he gets restless, and he's just, like I said, he's just the opposite. All I was getting right now is, like I said, to just watch, like this is a time to just really be cautious, okay?
Should I be nervous or, like, should I move? I don't know.
Okay, I'm not getting that, like, right now. I'm just trying to see what the angels are showing me. I'm not getting that right, like, right at the second. But you've got to just, you know, just be, like, be careful. Because I sort of see you, like I said, like, I'm getting, like, what I'm being shown by the angels is, like, you're sort of breaking free from this. And just send him love from your higher self to his higher self. And don't dwell on things. The more that you dwell on it, you're pulling it towards you. Okay?
Right.
Okay? So just, you know, I'm getting, you know, do not fear, like, the changes that are about to happen. Okay? Like, don't be afraid. Okay? And you're going to see that, you know, by walking away from this unhealthy situation, you're going to walk into a beautiful, brand-new life, okay?
Oh, okay. That sounds beautiful.
It really does. And I'm getting that, you know, because of all of this, you really didn't have, like, enough time to really follow your passion, you know? So I am getting that, like, you'll be following your passion, and you're going to be exploring, like, different things. And I'm also getting the angels are showing me there's going to be, like, career changes coming your way as well. But I am getting the word beautiful around you too, honey, in regard to everything. You've been praying, you know, and you've been asking for help, and I'm getting the word miracle, okay?
Oh, that sounds so good. I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you, angels.
Just, well, call upon the angels. You have Jesus. You have Mother Mary. You have a beautiful divine team, too, that is there to help you, okay? And, you know, whenever you're feeling down or whatever, you know, just lean upon them. They're there to help you, okay?
Okay.
And everything is going to help, like, happen in in God's divine timing is what I'm being shown here. But I do, like I said, I do get the word miracle, okay?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And you've got to, I'm getting, like, you sort of, you know, you've let your priorities go because you've been, you know, thinking about this quite a bit, you know?
I just want it to be done. I want to focus on what makes me happy. And I was doing it for a while, and then all of a sudden he comes back.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, like I said, just, you know, just keep asking for help and just, like I said, be cautious when you're out, you know, and about and everything. And
okay.
You know, when feelings, like you have feelings down deep and they're starting to come up, you're thinking about all these different things. Sit, you know, and let the angels, Mother Mary, Jesus, let them help you because I really feel that you could use their help and, you know, their guidance at this time. Okay.
Okay, I'll call on them. I usually call on them before meditation, so I'll definitely.
Because I'm getting, like, your health is getting, like, a little bit, you know, with the stress of this, it's affecting it a little bit, so be careful with that, okay?
Really? Because I've been diligently working out and exercising, and I feel good.
But
I feel healthy.
But it's not the physical. It's what you're thinking about, too, okay?
Okay. All right. Absolutely.
Be cautious with that, you know? And just like I said, don't give this any more energy than it needs, okay?
Okay.
Saying, you know, be influenced by this person because you're just, like you said, you're feeding. It's like you're feeding a fire, you know?
Oh, okay. So I'll just lock this out of my head and focus on myself and my priorities.
Right, but be cautious, of course, like I said, when you're, you know, and then if something happens, like in the physical world where, you know, you start getting, you know, numerous calls or whatever, of course you should take action, you know?
And that's what's been happening, exactly what's been happening.
Okay. I'm getting, you know, like, if it continues that you should probably reach out, like, to your local, you know, probably like your local, you know, city police department or whatever. Make them aware, and they could advise you in that regard, too, you know?
Okay, yeah, I was also advised that I might have to get a restraining order, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm getting, you're going to have solutions, honey, to all of your problems, okay?
Oh, wonderful. That helps me. That brings light at the end of the tunnel, that's for sure.
Oh, it really does. And I'm getting that, Brittany, that you are a healer. I don't know if you've been told that before.
You told me that before. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm getting it again. Like, you know, just send him some loving, healing energy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I can do that.
So whatever,
for sure.
Whatever in your life needs healing, just start, you know, sending that beautiful energy to, okay?
Okay, I will do that.
Okay,
sure.
So no matter what's happened, like in the past, you know what? That's not going to, you can't see what the future holds. Your future is going to be so, so beautiful. Okay? There was a song, I don't know the name of the song, but they showed like a vase. It was all cracked. And they put it together by putting they let gold drip down into the cracks. So when it came together, it was the most beautiful vase because it had all these gold veins going through it, you know? And that's what I'm getting, like you're going to be, like, you know, mold it back together, and it's just going to be, like, so beautiful, okay?
Oh, that sounds so great. Oh, thank you so much, CC. You're so
wonderful.
Well, that's
what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You still have some more, honey. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Brittany, first, if I remember correctly, the name of the song is Japanese Bowl.
Oh, wow.
You might want to look at it on YouTube. It is a beautiful song, and there are, you know, beautiful images of these bowls that have been healed with gold. So,
okay,
that's a good way to look at yourself. Okay, so the next thing they're telling me is they want to do a little bit of clearing things up around you and your relationship with your ex. So are you willing to allow that to happen?
Yes, I am, wholeheartedly, yes.
Okay. So you can just take a couple of nice deep breaths while they're doing this, and they're cutting the cords and healing the things that need to be healed. And they're disconnecting the two of you because there's no need for you guys to be connected. Now, you can still send him love. That is not going to reconnect you from all of the things that they're disconnecting from. The love, it's perfectly safe to come from the love.
Okay.
It's the fear and the worry and the doubt and all of that. That's what they're disconnecting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so they're saying that whenever you think of him, whatever your thoughts are, if they are not just sending him love, stop the thoughts, switch to sending him love, and let it go.
Okay.
Do not think of him any other time. There is no reason he should ever cross your mind.
Got it. I can do that.
Okay. Oh, good. Wonderful. So here is what Jesus wants to say to you now.
Okay.
My beloved one, we want you to be in the energy of peace and love. We want you to allow yourself to only experience the peace and the love. We don't want you to give power to any of those other thoughts and beliefs that pop into your mind, any of the worries or doubts or fears. Do not spend any time thinking about them. Do not give them power in your life. You are truly blessed. And it is all right for your life to be absolutely wonderful. In fact, we encourage you to have a wonderful life. So let go of everything that gets in the way of you being joyful, being peaceful, being loving, being who you truly are. Because none of the rest of it has any value. It's all just false beliefs that keep popping into your life. But if you don't give them power, they cannot stay. And they cannot have an impact on your life. So we want you to let them go. Just let them all go. Because the only thing that is important for you is you. The only one you are responsible for is you. And the only one that you should ever give power to is you. So we are sending you a host of angels to assist you in letting go of what you do not need. Letting go of everything that is not for your highest good. You are loved. You are loved so much. And it is time for you to move forward and to let your life become more. We are with you always. Okay, that's what you wanted to say.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much to the both of you. I'm so grateful. So, so grateful.
You are so welcome. So you need to do something that you really love to do today, just as a gift to you. Okay?
I will. I'm going to go out in nature and connect with the trees.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So who is it that we need to do a message for?
Okay, we have to give a message to Katerina. She asked that we give a beautiful message. And I usually don't connect with her like so early, but she was connecting at the same exact time that the angels were calling her to call what morning with Jesus. She was talking about Jesus this morning. And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, I think that you need a message from Jesus. She said, I would love one. Oh, my goodness. So we have Kat, and she can go back in the archives if she's not, able to listen now. And she just wants to connect, and I said, you know, we will do that. So we've got to give Kat a message. Okay. I could start if you'd like, Barbara, or you can go. It's up
sure.
to you.
No,
I just
we can
see,
start with you like we usually do.
Okay. Well, the first thing I see is Mother Mary. Kat has a beautiful connection with Mother Mary as well as Jesus. And, Kat, what I'm getting for you is really like, keep resonating with what you believe in your heart. Don't let anyone, change your values. Okay? And just, keep praying for the strength. Say no. And whatever you're needing, whatever you're desiring is going to be there for you. Okay? Just stay, and be that beautiful person that you are. You've got to ask yourself what is important to me, and then think about that question, because when you have the answer, that's what you are looking for. So spend some time outside maybe and connect with Jesus, connect with Mother Mary, and have a conversation just like you would with a good friend. Let them know what you're feeling. Let them know, you know, what's making you, you know, filled with fear at times, as well as doubts. And know that as you sit there, you are so unconditionally loved. You're never judged. You'll have clarity, and you're going to discover what your true priorities are, your beliefs, your values, and then you're going to be able to make a really informed decision. Okay, so when you do that, Kat, I'm getting everything else is going to take care of itself. And just, you've got to be honest, because I'm getting this something deep within yourself that you're not connecting with. And maybe you're hiding that from yourself because you're afraid of what it means in regard to the situation that you're currently in. And we have Mother Mary coming in. She's saying, my beloved child, there's no need to fear. I'm here with you. I'll help you to admit your deepest, most vulnerable feelings. If you feel someone is not being maybe honest with you in a situation, you're going to know this, okay? And when you think dishonesty, the first person that comes to mind is usually the person that may be involved. But you've got to realize as well, sometimes people are not truthful because of fear that they have within themselves or even conflict, okay? And sometimes it actually comes from a sense of lack, okay? Maybe feeling that they're not good enough. So please, my beautiful child, take this time right now, sit quietly and meditate and ask us to help reveal the truth to you about the present situation that you're in. And as you do, Kat, you're going to see there's going to be a beautiful resolution to your situation, but as well there's going to be a healing that takes place. And what I'm going to say, you already know, love is the answer. It's the answer to all of your questions. Mother Mary and Jesus, God, the angels, the ascended masters, they're all with you. And they ask that you surround your situation and your relationships with love. When you do, you see that it loosens the bonds of ego. When you pray for love to heal a situation, God immediately sends angels by your side. And Mother Mary asks that you, you know, lovingly speak only words of love, as well as when you are thinking and writing. And please do not be pessimistic, you know, with yourself or others. This is really essential to keep your energy at that high, beautiful level. And you're also going to see, you know, miracles are going to happen, opportunities are going to be there, and you will attract beautiful, beautiful relationships. So at this time, please just accept yourself and your life as it is before you right now, and then you're going to be able to heal and move forward. Okay, acceptance is going to be the key that helps you to move ahead. We cannot move forward while we are looking backwards. So, Kat, the angels are saying it's time to finally heal your situation by accepting your journey for all that it is, and maybe at times all that it is not. Things may not have turned out exactly as you planned at this time, but they've turned out as they've needed to be, whether or not you could see it at this time. Right now, in this moment, please place your hands up to your heart and say, I love you. I accept you. I honor you. And let these words permeate throughout your body and your life as you move forward with acceptance and gratitude. Kat, this is a time of healing for you. Okay, and I believe that's what I have for Kat, Barbara.
Okay. And here is what Jesus wants to say to Kat. My beloved, why do you not trust? You have these situations that come up, and all these fears pop into your mind, into your body, into your life. We ask that you trust. And we know that sometimes trust seems to be the hardest thing to do, because your brain tells you not to trust until it has been proven that it will work out fine. But the truth is, it cannot be proven until you trust. So we want you to step back. Step back from everything, from all of it, and to just breathe. And give yourself permission to trust. Give yourself permission to know that you deserve to have a life that is wonderful, to have situations resolve themselves in miraculous ways, to have whatever you need come into your life. And it is okay for you to allow yourself to accept those miracles. This is about you opening up to you, opening up to your power, opening up to your abilities, opening up to your love. And we are sending you a host of angels to assist you with this, to assist you in letting go of what you no longer need, so that you can move into the energy of love, pure love, unconditional love, the love that is you. You are loved, and you deserve to have a wonderful life. You deserve it right now, exactly as you are. You deserve it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
That was beautiful, Barbara.
Well,
absolutely beautiful. Yes, resonate with it. It was absolutely beautiful.
Wonderful. Okay, was there anybody else that sent you a message?
No, like I said, Kat was waiting this morning for Jesus, you know, and Joan Rivers said, nobody set his alarm clock. I said, I think we had technical difficulties. It wasn't Jesus, it was us. I said, so kind of crazy, but.
Yeah.
But
this
is really nice. Gosh, just have to let people, you know that we're going to be on afternoons and give them a little bit more of a, you know, a time to connect with us, to get used to the new time. But this
is
really beautiful.
This is not a permanent change, is it?
No.
Okay.
But hey, you know what? I don't care if you want to have it at midnight, you want to have it at 2 a.m, whatever you want, Barbara. I'm going with the flow.
I'm good with our regular time, so hopefully from now on that's where we'll be. Of course, we won't be on Tuesday because it's a holiday.
Yes.
But we will be back on Thursday at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Eastern for the regular show.
All righty. Sounds wonderful.
Well,
I'm glad that we hit the airwaves today. And, you know, people can go back and they can listen to the archives and they're going to get the same beautiful energy from those messages, Barbara.
Yes, they are.
They are. And I want to wish you and everyone else a happy 4th, you know, happy Independence Holiday. And just think about what that means to you specifically. You know, think about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And let that be the beginning of a, you know, like a new time in your life, you know. Free yourself from whatever's holding you back.
Definitely.
Yes. Well, it was beautiful to hear your voice today, Barbara, on air. I finally got my daily dose of vitamin G. My goodness, I had to wait all day. That's okay. Sometimes you have to supplement throughout the day, so I go with the flow.
Well, terrific. And we appreciate everyone who listens and who actually notices when we don't show up.
Yes. Well, I had 30 or so people. I said, you know, we will be back next week, and they were just like, you know, all happy that we would be back next week. It made me feel really good.
Good.
That people are, you know, they are listening. They are, you know, taking notice that they have the opportunity to really connect with Jesus, you know, at this time and everything. So I just, it made my heart feel like really, really warm inside. It really did, Barbara.
Okay.
I felt so wonderful. You know what? I do have, you know what? Joan Rivers just, she's in my face. And Ginger's just sitting in the back. She said, she's had your frazzle for a while. I'm not saying anything. But I had the little prayer that I was going to read this morning, and I was wondering if I could read it, you know, as we close.
Sure.
Okay. It's entitled Answering Archangel Uriel's Call to Be of Service, and it was written by Kimberly Maroney. Beloved Archangel Uriel, here I am. Here am I in gratitude and in devotion. Here is my love flowing out to you. Here are my hands and voice in service to your calling. Here are my actions and energy answering your call. Here are my heart, soul, and ears to hear your call. I am yours, beloved. Use me well. I release the belief that being your servant means deprivation and poverty. I know that in you is the wealth and abundance of spirit and matter. I know that you provide the need for a first-class material existence for your calling. I release the belief that my body is not capable to health. I release the belief that illness is encoded in my DNA and health is not for me. I release the belief that I am not able to be fit, strong, healthy, and mobile. I know that you are calling me to fitness and health. I deserve a fit, healthy, and beautiful body that can travel and experience the pleasures of human life. You are calling me to wellness, and I say yes. Guide me, Uriel. Guide me to the substance, the words, the energy, to move myself into truth. And that was the little prayer that I was guided to bring forward this morning, Barbara.
Wonderful. Well,
and I think we can all, you know,
everybody.
Yes, I just felt like, you know, it really resonated, you know, and especially like, you know, like now, like in the warmer weather, people are more self-conscious of, I think, of being healthy than they are when it's like a little bit cooler, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's
yeah.
never, you know, there's never a wrong time to get healthy, you know? But I just...
That is true.
It just rings so true. Yeah, so I guess your Archangel Uriel was trying to call us this morning and he said they're not online. But we're here now, no worries.
That's
we're
right.
still here. Yes. Well, thank you, Barbara. And have a very blessed holiday.
And you too, and everybody else.
Thank
out
you.
There. We'll be back next
I don't know what I'm
going to
be doing. I had my 3 grandchildren out of my 6 grandchildren. I had 3 of them here today, and little Jackson is 15 months, and he was watching cartoons, and he knows how to say aloha and give the finger sign there for aloha, the hand sign. I was hysterical.
Oh, my goodness, he's growing up so
he's
fast.
He's saying aloha, and he's his little hand there, too. I was just hysterical. I thought that was so beautiful. But I spent the better part of the afternoon, like earlier, with my grandkids.
It was.
It's just so beautiful. Okay, everyone, please join us again next week. We look forward to, you know, connecting with you and giving you, you know, inspiration and messages and helping you to heal. And my goodness, you can go, you know, you can go to other places. You can go to therapists and you could go to, you know, different places. And it costs a lot of money, Barbara, and it takes so much time. And this is so much, it's so much easier. And it's, I feel it's so, you know, it's so much more beneficial. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
That divine connection.
Yes, that divine connection is like no other, truly.
Definitely. Well, all right. We will be back next Thursday morning. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.